Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Welcome to Being Real Time here with Owen Farley here on Impact 103. And I'm telling you, I love this new season. I love it. I can feel it in my bones. I love how God keeps moving. And for those that have been listening throughout the festive season, we've had many talks on how we can hear the word of God, how we can position ourselves so that we are ready to grab a hold of everything that this year has and really run for it. And here on this show, we get to challenge the way that we think, be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. I mean, this is always the pursuit. The number one pursuit is to fall in love with Jesus and to find out who he is and how we can do the same things that he did and even greater things than these. And if Jesus is love and he was moved by the Spirit, that's kind of how I see myself. I need to be doing this on a constant basis. And in Matthew 4 verse 1, it says, then Jesus was led, guided by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness. And if I'm seeking to be like Jesus, to take his love, his ways, if I call myself a real disciple of Jesus, then I should walk as he walks, talk like he talks. You know, so if Jesus was led by the Spirit, so should I be, filled with, led by, and controlled by the Holy Spirit. And we're going to get into this today. I'm telling you, we're going to get into this. I feel it on my heart. And I just feel him pinpointing it so that we can really step into everything that God wants us to be in this year. If we want him to do it, we have to do it through the Spirit. So let's go. Because in Romans 12, verse 1, it says, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God. For this is your reasonable, rational, and intelligent service and spiritual worship. This is how we can really worship God this year, is by just laying down our lives and saying, God, here I am, use me. And sometimes I must admit, this is something I've had to work through, because often, because of, I guess, where I grew up and just having that sense of feeling like, man, I have to prove myself. Constantly, I have to be perfect so that God can use me. I have to make sure that I'm doing it right. Otherwise, God is never going to be able to use me. But honestly, that's not the way that God works. God is not looking for perfect people. All right. This is something he's been dealing with me. He's not working with perfect people. He's just looking for someone that is willing to say, here I am, God. I'm laying down my life. I'm laying down my body, my mind, my desires. I'm laying down my life because I love you, because I want my heart to represent your heart. And honestly, I've become now a living example that God chooses to move through people that are not perfect. I've seen signs, wonders, miracles. I've seen God do incredible things with people having divine moments. Not because I'm anything special. No, just because I was willing to say, Jesus, I'm here. I want you to use me. Show me how. Show me how. Let's build this relationship with the Holy Spirit. And honestly, I really failed to say that this morning. If you're going through that same thing of just saying, man, I know God uses people, but me? Yes, you. God definitely wants to use you. And this is the year where he is going to do just that. You know, coming through to the beginning of the year, something that I have to remind myself of is where I've come from. Sometimes when I'm stepping into new things, I step in and I'm like, oh my gosh, do I have what it takes? And the Holy Spirit is so beautiful. He reminds me, look at the moments in the past. Look at yourself in the past. And if I must admit, if I take a look at 10 years prior to now, I am not the same man. Why? It's not because of me. It's not because of anything that I could do, but of the Holy Spirit that is working in me. And it reminds me of a scripture in Philippians 2:13. It says, not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire, both to will and to work for His good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. He's the one. He's the one. He's the one that gives me the power. He's the one that gives me the desire. I love it. I don't have to just rely on my own ability, my own intelligence, my own... It's like I can actually step into a place where I'm confronted with something new and take it on boldly, because I can't be shaken, because God is with me. God is with me. And if God is with me, who can really be against me? So that's kind of my testimony. And here's a song that 3CI just put together called Testify. And I think we're going to be doing a lot of that in the show today. A lot of testifying coming up, because when you live with the Holy Spirit, He's always doing something that you can tell the world and say, listen, God did this for me. What about you? Everything you make is good. Everything you do is good. It reminds me of something God said to me just at the end of last year. He reminded me, Owen, you don't need to grow good. You are good because of who I am and what I've done for you. You don't need to grow good. You do need to grow up though. So I was like, okay, yes, God, I do need to grow up, and I need to grow into being like Jesus. And Jesus was led by the Spirit of God. And it says in Romans 8 verse 9, but you are not living the life of the flesh. You are living the life of the Spirit if the Holy Spirit of God really dwells within you, directs and controls you. This is challenging. This is like on point. And you know, sometimes we read scriptures, it's supposed to kind of convict. It's supposed to sting a little, because it challenges us to step into who God really made us to be, so that we can become the children of God. I'm going to carry on with that scripture. It says, but if anyone does not possess the Holy Spirit of Christ, he is not his. He does not belong to Christ, is not truly a child of God. And it says in verse 14, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And I've got to say, if we are led, if I'm led by the Spirit, it'll look like something. Just think of the disciples in the book of Acts. It looked like something, okay? It looked like it. Even Jesus said, if you can't trust the words that I'm saying, trust the works that my Father is doing through me. And honestly, this is something I need to do to step up, make myself counted in the kingdom of God, and say goodbye to the old. And here is the new.
Say goodbye.
John 14:16, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another comforter, a counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby. This is the Holy Spirit. All of these things. This is what the Holy Spirit, who He is. This is who He is. And if we build our relationship with Him, we're going to start experiencing this. And I must admit, like in my journey with the Holy Spirit, there's been moments where I've just realized this was God. And when I read that first one of who is the Holy Spirit, He is the comforter. And I was actually speaking this morning to someone about how I was replacing the comforter. I was replacing my relationship with the Holy Spirit with something else in my life to comfort me and to make sure that I was doing okay. It's like I was trying to cope. And instead of being someone that doesn't cope, but actually deals with the situation through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I noticed at this one time in my life that food was a big issue for me. And I was like, Lord, why is this such a big issue? And He actually said to me, it's because you're relating food with control, and you're relating it with superiority. And I was like, wait, where does this even come from? He actually showed me that at school, I don't know, I'm sure I'm not the only one, but like there used to be like a game called Gapes, and we actually went around, and if someone came to you and said Gapes, they could grab your food and ditch. And I got so angry like a few times because people would do this, and I felt like super hungry. And I was like, okay, but subconsciously I had allowed it to kind of frame my mind in the sense that if I am popular, if I am superior, if I am the one that is the people, the one that people look at, then I'm going to have food. I'm going to have more food. I'm going to have a better quality food. And I related all of this to food. And all of a sudden, the Lord showed me this and he said, you're trying to replace me with this thing. And I realized that every time I got into a moment where things seemed unbearable, guess where I would go for comfort? I'd go to food, and I'd start eating, and I'd start like just finding everything that was nice to eat. You know, it's like you're not hungry, you're just eating those things that are nice. And it really exposed me. But at the same time, God was exposing it so that he could bring me closer into a deeper understanding, a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit. And I must admit, like, as I'm going through my life and my journey with him, he keeps showing me how I can get to really know him more and more. And this is what the show is really about: getting to know Jesus, getting to understand who he is. And let's just read this scripture again, John 14:16. And ask the Holy Spirit, ask him now as you're hearing this, which one of these are you really trying to show me? Which one of these are you really trying to highlight to me so that I can build my relationship? John 14:16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, a counselor, a helper, an intercessor. Oh, that's a good one. An advocate, a strengthener. I'm going to say that again, a strengthener and a standby, that he may remain with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, but you know and recognize him, for he lives in you.
The Word of God. It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay, this is the challenge.
The challenge.
It's to memorize scripture so that we as believers in Jesus Christ, we're equipped with the weapon of the word to stand our ground in the very moment that we need it. It's like a hammer that breaks into pieces even the most stubborn rock of resistance.
And sometimes I feel like, man, there's things that I'm going through that might take a lifetime, but I have to have faith.
Listen. Talk about it.
Every Monday and Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. on Being Real with Owen Farley. You are being challenged to change here on Impact 103. Rise to the challenge.
Woo, the challenge has begun here on Impact 103 for the new year, and I'm joined in studio with Stephen Jeffries. Really excited to have him with us for this actually new start, new year, new plan that God actually has for us. And I was praying about this, and okay, Lord, what is the challenge for this year? Like, what is the challenge for the first month? And I really felt that the challenge is to walk more in the Spirit. And this is a big challenge. This is a big challenge because, okay, to be real with me, okay?
This is the Be Real show.
Hey, come on, exactly. So be real with me when I say this, that sometimes it's so easy to step into the things of the flesh and just walk according to what you feel, what you want, what your emotions are saying to you.
Exactly.
And it's just like, okay, no, if Jesus was controlled by the Spirit, I need to be too.
I need to be too.
So one of the first scriptures that I really felt we need to commit to memory this in this month is John 6:63. It says, it is the Spirit who gives life. He is the life giver. The flesh conveys no benefit whatever, and there is no profit in it.
Ooh, isn't that good?
Wow.
The words, the truths that I have been speaking to you are spirit and life. I like that. The words.
Yeah.
The words.
And there's a huge difference between, you know, it says in the word as well that, that the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. And I think that's what people can see is the difference when you're speaking out of a place of flesh and when you're speaking out of maybe be it revelation or being from the presence of God. When you get something from the presence of God and you take that out into the world, people can see the difference. There's a huge difference. And that's what causes change.
Right.
That's the life.
That reminds me of that scripture that actually says, that which I whisper to you, shout on the mountaintops, you know, because like when it's filled with life and it's filled with the power of God,
exactly,
it changes everything. It changes the people that you talk to. It changes your view and your mindset on what you're tackling, you know.
Exactly. It's like revelation. When you read something, you can read the same scripture over and over and over, but when you get a revelation about it, that's the spirit of God on that. That's maybe a word for you in that season, and it means it's completely different to any other time that you read it. That those same words with the anointing make a big difference, as you say.
Amen. So take a look at those words on that paper there and tell me, what is one that really just stands out to you for this year, for this season? What's one that pops?
Well, you know, it's actually the one that you read, John 6, verse 63. It is the spirit who gives life. As you say, he is the life giver. The flesh conveys no benefits whatever. There is no profit in the flesh. The words, the truths that I have been speaking to you are spirit and life. But one that actually also stands out to me is also Acts 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power.
Power.
Ability. Efficiency and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends, the very bounds of the earth. That's a huge thing to me. I can tell you, man, from a testimony of mine, and that's why John 6 verse 63 actually really like relates to me so much, is when I came back to the Lord, my journey was one where I left the church at some point, and it's because back then it didn't mean as much to me. It's like, you know, when you read words, it's just words. That's all it was to me back then, until I met Jesus.
Come on.
That is what the scripture says here. That is the life that he gives you. I was in a bad place. I was doing drugs. I was far away from the Lord. I was having suicidal thoughts, all these things. But as soon as I met Jesus, that is when I experienced life for the first time. That's when I experienced his presence for the first time. And that's how I see, you know, is this God speaking to me? Where is the life in the scripture? Am I receiving life from this right now? Is this something that I'm needing to listen to right now? Or am I just going through the motions, just going through the process? And that is what we search for. That is what we need. And that is what we take out into the world, is that life. And that's what changed my life.
Bro, I'm actually so surprised that you're saying that, because even in that sentence where you say, when I met Jesus, that's where it changed for me. You know, because I know that moment in my own life, man, when I met Jesus and I experienced the power of God for myself.
Yeah.
I was like, this is real. Yeah. This is reality. This is what I need to actually step up above what I'm going through. You know, everyone goes through stuff, but there it says, Acts 1 verse 8, you will receive the power, you will receive the ability to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and he really does that.
Man.
He honestly.
Can I tell you, the power was completely broke everything off me. Whatever, I had addictions upon me, I had all these things upon me, and I had these extremely depressive thoughts, and that was just my life back then. As soon as I met Jesus, that power was the one that broke all my addictions literally immediately. I did not go back to anything. I had no desire. Even for sin itself, man, when it came to swearing, no desire whatsoever. It felt disgusting to say when it came to drugs, when it came to smoking, anything. That power is what broke it off, man. And that power is real.
Is real. Exactly. So, you know what? One of the other ones here that really stands out for me is John 5:30. And I'll be real with you and I'll tell you, I was in Italy just before COVID and God showed me this. And he convicted me. Like, really. I mean, listen to it. I'm able to do nothing for myself. This is Jesus talking. Jesus, the Son of God, said this. It's crazy. I am able to do nothing. Jesus said, I can do nothing.
Sure. Yeah.
Independently and of my own accord, but only as I am taught by God.
Man.
And as I receive his orders. Even as I hear, I judge. Man. I decide as I am bidden to decide. Like, he couldn't make a decision unless God told him, make this decision.
Sure.
And if we're supposed to walk like Jesus walked,
sure,
and become the very image and likeness, he was led by the Spirit. The Spirit like led him in every decision that he made. Even when he went to the wilderness, it says the Spirit drove him there.
Sure.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, this scripture blows my mind, and definitely one that I feel like we need to learn.
Yeah.
This month.
It's a model for us to be able to follow. I mean,
yes.
Are we going out and are we making our own decisions?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
Yes, come on. Specifically now at the beginning of the year when you making plans, you know, are they godly directed plans?
Sure.
Or are they plans that Jesus just say, this is what I want this year?
Exactly.
And at the end of that scripture, it says, Jesus said, I have no desire to do what is pleasing to myself.
Now that.
Come on, dude. That is crazy. Like, I'd have no aim, none of my own purpose, but only the will and the pleasure of the Father who sent me. That is crazy. I want that.
It's so amazing how doing that is what gives you life.
Yes.
Denying yourself.
Yes.
Doing what pleases him.
Come on.
Not what pleases yourself. That's what gives life.
Exactly.
And that's what gives happiness.
Mm.
Not in your own pleasures.
I'm telling you, too much. That's crazy. If you can feel the excitement here in studio, it's because God is really trying to say we need to be led by the Spirit this year. We need to come into a deeper understanding, a deeper revelation of who God is. And like we were saying, this generation is made for the supernatural.
Amen.
They're looking for the real thing. They're looking for the real power, and that power is in Jesus. And so if you want to join in, just remember, you definitely can. These scriptures will be uploaded onto the podcast that I post on www.impactradio.co.za. Just go find Challenge for Change for this month. The scriptures will be there. And we are going to commit these to memory, do the work so that we have that word in the moment that we need it, so that we can start living, not by the flesh, but by the Spirit. And I'm going to end this time with this scripture, the last one that we're going to be learning, Romans 8, verse 9. It says, but we are not living the life of the flesh. We are living the life of the Spirit if the Holy Spirit of God really dwells within you, if he directs and controls you. So that's what I feel like God is saying. Let's be challenged. Let's have the Holy Spirit dwell inside of us, and let's go for this year, because, man, this year God has got something amazing for us. Woo! That thank you song by Citizen Way, great way to kind of introduce the end of the show. It is the end of the show with me here on Being Real. It's been an absolute pleasure being with you. And I just want you to remember that as we go into this year, God is going to do amazing things. The Holy Spirit is with you. He is powerful. He is giving you the ability, the desire. He is moving, and you want to be a part of it. I know you do. I want to be a part of it. I want to see God do the impossible, the incredible things, the things that he did in the book of Acts. I want to see that. I want to see the Holy Spirit move in ways that I've never seen before. And I pray that that hunger, that excitement that I've been feeling in my spirit has really just helped you to be encouraged and to be strengthened for the process that you need to go through, the journey that God is taking you on today. Remember, at any stage, you can ask the Holy Spirit to fill you. Stop what you're doing, get in a quiet place, and ask him, Holy Spirit, come. I need a fresh infilling. I need to be baptized. Whatever, just be real in your relationship with the Lord. That's what it takes for God to really start moving in your life. So, from me, Owen Farley, thank you so much for tuning in here on Impact 103. Stay tuned, because we've got some awesome other presenters and music that is coming your way. And I really hope that you feel really blessed today. And just remember that Jesus really does love you.